Is this thing on?
Welcome to our episode on the types of questions your host might ask you. This is part of the series on how to be an effective podcast guest. And joining me today is Cal, who's been in broadcasting for many, many, many years.
32 years, yeah.
Has produced a lot of radio and television over the years.
Yes.
Okay, that was awkward, but a clear demonstration of not really asking a clear question that's intended to get some information out of you.
There's two ways of asking a question. There's the closed and there's the open-ended. It's exactly what it says. A closed-type question is when a host or a presenter will ask you a question that leaves you with no choice but to say yes, no, or maybe. That doesn't really bring out any information. It has its place when you're doing a quick whip around and everybody's going to say yes, no on a vote or something like that. So it does have its place. It's not wrong. The better way to do it is to ask an open-ended question, which is the five W's, which is what, when, who, where, and why. If you ask a question with when or who, the person answering cannot say yes, no, or maybe. So you're drawing attitudes and understanding of the subject out of them, and it allows the guest to include a lot of information of their specialist subject.
Which is the reason we've got them in the studio in the first place.
That's pretty much the reason. And, you know, if somebody's listening to a very interesting topic and getting yes, no, maybe answers, there's no information that's being spread around. So their specialization is zero, to be quite honest. The right way to do it is the open question. And too many presenters, too many hosts, don't think about the question when they ask it. And that's basically not doing your homework.
So the series is intended to help the guest be effective once they're in the studio. What advice would you give to somebody when the host perhaps isn't as experienced as they could be and is asking poor questions? What should the guest do?
If they know their specialization, if they know their topic, they can pretty much hijack the podcast and run with the information and the message that they want to get out there. It's important to them that that's what happens, that their message gets out. So if the host is ignoring that, if the host is not giving the right questions, the guest can basically do it himself or herself. They can ask themselves the question. They can make it as a statement and answer the statement. So they can make it pretty straightforward. There's no reason that a guest shouldn't take over if it's running badly.
So that would be something like, so Cal, thanks for joining us today. What was your journey in broadcasting? There was a what question in there. You might go, well, my journey is quite interesting, but let me tell you what's on my mind right now.
That's the way to do it. The guest should arrive at the studio with the information in their head, and they must know what they're talking about. Particularly, they must know the end message. Whatever that end message is that they've got to get out there, that is the most important thing that they have to achieve at that podcast, at that recording. And so long as that message goes out, it doesn't really matter how the question comes across. So the guests themselves can present that message without the host prompting them.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, what we want our listeners to take away from this is be aware that a question could be asked poorly. But don't let that throw you off your game and make sure that you are still delivering value and content in your answers.
I don't think a guest should accept walking away from the recording without their message being sent out, the one that they were prepared to bring in the first place. And if they can keep that in mind, it doesn't really matter which way the host goes. It's up to the guest to make sure that that message goes out.
Cal, thanks for joining me. Did you have as much fun as I did?
No.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.